I'm Jake Miller from the Educational Duct Tape Podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect those of others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 145 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from New Jersey. I am at the Texpo Conference, the NJASA Conference here in Atlantic City, New Jersey. It has been great. There are like 1,500 people here. All learning lots of great stuff. And one of those learners is standing right next to me. This is Stacy Saya. She is the Supervisor of Curriculum and Instruction in the Palmyra School District here in New Jersey. And I came across Stacy's name a variety of ways on Twitter, but especially when the Ditch That Textbook Digital Summit was going on. And, we were talking a little bit about what her school or what her school district is doing to try to get away from some of the traditional stuff that just doesn't seem to be working anymore. Stacy, can you tell us a little more about that?
Absolutely. So I am in charge of the PD and all of the instruction, which is a lot, and there's not anything that one person can do on their own. So I've really reached out a lot to the available resources online. And our teachers have completely just jumped on board with the Ditch Summit in the summer. And sometimes it comes back in the winter. We get them through it again. They love it. They love when it gets released for an extended weekend. Yeah. They get a couple extra hours to get it in. And on their own time, they will just soak those up. The choices that are involved. Yeah. And whereas when you try to provide PD for any one person, you can't get it. But they can look up things on environment, things on how to change the space in their classroom, just the energy that you put into it. And we've kind of really embodied that, and it's changed our entire energy there, where now we're looking at little things we can do. So it's not about, like, what program can I get that will fix this? What textbook can I get that will make this better? At the end of the day, it has so little to do with that, and has so much to do with what little changes can you make, and how can we help you make them and support you in taking those risks and making those choices, and we're here with you trying it. And it's really just really changed the energy of the teachers, the students, and the administrators in our district.
Yeah, I love this so much because it seems like what you're trying to do is put the decision making and the design and all of that stuff back into the hands of the teachers and empowering them with some of that different stuff. I promise I didn't set this episode up as like a big Ditch Summit plug, because if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably heard about it. But that whole like choice PD thing has been so huge for you guys. That's what you're talking about. And there's a bunch of these summit type things available. We were talking about this. You know, you've got the Hive Summit and the Strobel Summit and the Leading Equity Summit. I mean, there's lots of these, you know, really good presentations in these summits that are available, but there's even other stuff beyond that. And given teachers some freedom and some choice, and PD has been huge, right?
Absolutely. And it's interesting that it took some of us so long to get here in the grand scheme of things, because everything we're doing right now is pushing in this direction for students. Like, when you talk about what's the best way for students to learn, is for them to have choice and for them to have ownership over what they're doing. But then when you go to provide PD, if you don't do it the same way, it's completely less meaningful for those teachers. Sure. And you're not just supporting a group of elementary teachers. You have high school teachers, middle school teachers, special area teachers. You have staff who aren't actually formal teachers. They're supporting. How do you find PD and resources that can help all of them equitably? Maybe not equally, but equitably. Right. And this is the way we've done it. And then we've tried to mirror this in-house, even when we run our own in-house sessions, where we offer as many as we can get people to run, and people have the choice of going what they need to go to. And whenever we do that, just like when you give kids choice in the classroom, the teachers are so much more engaged in what they're doing. And on the off chance you have to have a whole group session because there's things you all have to go over together, it's not the end of the world, because they appreciate the fact that they're bringing you all together for just this one thing. But after that, it's on them. Go do what you want to do. In fact, if you want to spend time in a small group and do an online session that you found that's valuable to you, go do that.
Right.
Because if it's not valuable to you, it's a waste of time for PD PD. So we've really just pushed a lot of personalization into our PD, and in my mind, it's really the only way to go, because without it being this web-based version, you can almost never get more than one amazing person in the same place at the same time, especially in a small district. We can't afford to bring anyone out there.
Right.
So the only way you can do it is through the web, and we thought it might be a little not personal because it's not face-to-face, but it hasn't been that way at all. The teachers have just completely soaked it up and run with it.
They
love the ownership. They love the trust that's behind it, that they can take these things and try them, and we're not going to, as you were saying this morning, we're not going to come in and be like, what are you doing?
Right.
We're very supportive, and the only thing we want to see is that they're reflecting on it and seeing if it's working and making decisions based on that.
The first
thing you do is always a gamble.
Right.
But after that, after that, it's about making decisions based on that, and they've really loved it. So.
Yeah, I love that. That's so cool. So if people want to get connected with you, where's the best place to do that?
So on Twitter, I love Twitter. It's completely changed my life.
Me too.
So I'm at Saya, S-A-I-A, Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, on Twitter, and I try to follow everyone I can in the whole pirate family just to soak up ideas and then share them out to my teachers. And I actually very rarely lately have time to tweet my own stuff, but when I find stuff that's amazing, I tweet it, and I have pushed very slowly over time to get as many of my teachers on as possible, and I get excited every time one of them signs up, because then if I find something and I'm like, oh, I should send this to Riley, oh, Melanie would love this, oh, Nicole could eat this up, then I can tweet it right to them. How many times I've tweeted things to my English teachers I don't know. I don't know if they love me for it or they hate me for it. But I'm like, they would eat this up. And I can send it right to them real fast and give them access to the article instead of printing it out and putting it in their mailbox.
Yeah. Love it.
And it's great.
That's awesome. Very good. Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.